6 months into an active military conflict between the United States and Iran, and something has shifted this week that I want to flag carefully. It's not battlefield news, it's the words coming out of Tehran itself. Iranian leaders have now publicly acknowledged that foreign trade has dropped 35% since the war began. That's not a Western estimate or a sanctions watchdog report, that's Iran's own accounting.
And the significance of that acknowledgement shouldn't be underestimated. Governments at war do not typically volunteer their own economic vulnerabilities. The fact that senior Iranian officials are saying this out loud, alongside admissions of surging inflation, tells you something about the domestic pressure they are feeling. When a government that has spent decades developing a narrative of sanctions resistance starts admitting the pain publicly, it suggests the pain has become impossible to hide from the population.
The 35% trade drop is consistent with what the Trump administration has been attempting, not just sanctions on Iran directly, but secondary sanctions threatening any country that maintains financial ties with Tehran. We saw this playbook in Trump's first term, but the difference now is that there's an active military conflict layered on top, which gives the economic pressure a different character. Trading partners aren't just worried about U.S. Treasury fines. They're worried about being seen as financing a belligerent.
And then there's the commander reshuffle. Iran has elevated hardline commanders as the war enters its sixth month. That's a signal of internal politics as much as military strategy. Hardliners get elevated when a government needs to demonstrate resolve to its own base, when the reformist or pragmatist voices inside the system have been discredited or sidelined. It closes off the space for negotiated exits.
Which makes the statement from Iran's vice president even more extraordinary. Gymkhana, and this is a sitting VP, said publicly that he would have halted uranium enrichment to save Supreme Leader Khamenei. That's not just candor about personal regret. That's a senior official saying implicitly that the decision to continue enrichment, which triggered or accelerated the U.S. military action, may not have been the right call.
I want to sit with that for a moment because it's genuinely striking. Khamenei has been the architect of Iran's nuclear program's ideological justification for decades. To have his own vice president suggest, even obliquely, that the enrichment program wasn't worth its costs in the middle of an active war is the kind of statement that, in a different political environment, would signal a faction ready to negotiate.
But here's the complication. Elevating hardline commanders simultaneously with that statement suggests the system isn't moving toward negotiation, it's moving away from it. The VP's comment might represent a losing faction inside Tehran rather than the direction of travel.
Iran's vow to withstand U.S. pressure, the "we will survive" rhetoric, has a 43-year track record behind it. The Islamic Republic has weathered significant isolation before. But a 35% trade collapse in 6 months is a faster economic deterioration than most of those prior episodes. The question for the next 6 months is whether the hardliners can maintain political cohesion while the economy contracts, or whether the internal fractures become more publicly visible.
And for American listeners, the economic cost of this conflict is worth tracking on our end too. Energy markets have been volatile. The administration's claim this week about Venezuelan oil, which we'll get to later, is partly a response to the need to compensate for disruption to Gulf oil flows. Wars have economic feedback loops that don't respect borders.